Well, see, we're continuing today in Meseches Peah, and we find ourselves in Perek Ches, Mishnayis Vav through Zayin, Chapter 8, Mishnayis 6 through 7. So Mishnayis Vav says as follows, Midazu Amoru Bakoanim Balavim B'Yisraelim. So remember again, in the previous Mishnah, we were speaking about when it comes to Maiser Ani, the minimum amounts of each type of produce that you have to distribute for Maiser Ani. See, here the Mishnah says, that halacha lemaisa, this amount is true no matter what the farmer is. In other words, whether the farmer is a Kohen, a Levi, Yisrael, doesn't make a difference. Whatever tribal affiliation the farmer has, he still has to give these amounts. Hayamatzil. So here's an interesting case. Let's say you have a farmer who has relatives who are poor, and he wants to save some of the Maaser Ani for his poor relatives. What does he do? Notel mechza v'nosein mechza. So halacha l'maisa, he's allowed to go ahead and keep half of his Maaser Ani for his poor relatives and disperse the rest of it for whichever Aniim show up. Hayla davar muat. What happens if he only has a relatively small amount of Maaser Ani? So remember again, by Maaser Ani, what we've come to see is that there's a minimum amount that you have to give for every single poor person. So let's say, again, he's not going to be able to give the minimum amount to each Ani who comes. If at the end of the day he puts away for his poor relatives, then what's the halacha? No sin lifnei v'hein machalkim b'neim. In that case, again, halacha l'maisa, he's still permitted to go ahead and take the parts for his family, and he just puts the maaser ani on the threshing floor, and ultimately, again, everyone takes whatever it is that they're able to take. Good. That's Mishnah Vav. Now we come to Mishnah Zayin. So here's what's interesting is now the Mishnah transitions to a general discussion regarding the halachos of tzedakah. And again, how much tzedakah one has to go ahead and distribute to the poor of their particular city. Interesting case. If you have a poor person who travels from place to place, so he shows up in your city, what do you have to give him? You have to give him at least a loaf of bread that costs a pundion at a time when 4 se'ah of wheat cost a sela. Okay, so the Mishnah is telling me over here that halacha l'maaseh, I have to give him a loaf of a certain size. Now, the Bar Tanura says, what's the significance of a pundion, right? The loaf costs a pundion when you have a ratio of 4 se'ah to a sela. That's a loaf that's large enough to provide a person with enough food for 2 meals. So again, so a traveling pauper who's coming through the town, you have to give him enough food for 2 meals. Mishnah goes on, Lon, what happens if the pauper is not just passing through, but he stays overnight? No stin lo parnosalino. So not only do you have to give him food, but you also have to go ahead and give him what he needs for that night. So you give him a place to stay, you give him a bed, give him a cover. So you have to go ahead and take care of his sleeping needs as well. Shabbos, if he stays in town over Shabbos, no stin lo mazon shalosh seudos. You go ahead and you give him enough food for shalosh seudos, for 3 meals. Beautiful. So now, interestingly enough, the Mishnah, Mishiyesh l'mazon shtei seudos l'itam anatam chui. So here's what's interesting. They used to go ahead and have different forms of tzedakah. So interestingly enough, that the tamchui was pretty much like a soup kitchen. You would show up there and they would give you food. If somebody has enough food for 2 meals, he's not eligible to go out and take from the tamchui. The tamchui soup kitchen is only open for those who mamish don't even have enough food for 2 meals. So Mishnah goes on, Mazon arba'as v'esudos lo yitam in a kupa. So if you have enough food for 14 meals, you're not permitted to take from the kupa. Now what's the kupa? The kupa literally, again, is the tzedakah box. So remember again, the tzedakah, so here's what's interesting. If you didn't have enough food for 2 meals, then you were really poor, you were eligible to show up at the tamchoy at the soup kitchen and go out and get 2 meals worth of food. If, however, halacha l'maisi, you had more than that, so you can't not eligible from the tamchoy, if you have more than 14 meals worth of food, then you're not permitted to take from the kupa. You can't get from the tzedakah box. Right? Because halacha l'maisa, if you have 14 meals, then by definition, again, that means you have enough food for the next week. Right? Bar Tanura says 2 meals a day. And therefore, halacha l'maisa, you can't take from the tzedakah box. Next, v'akupa nigbis b'shtayim. Now, this is interesting. When they collect tzedakah, when they collect money for the kupa, for the tzedakah box, so ultimately, again, that's always collected with groups of two. Always cut it with groups of two. So the Bar Tanura says, "Lefish shememashkinim ala tzedakah vein osim surah ala tibar pachos mishnayim." So the idea is, again, without getting into the technicalities over here, technically a community is able to levy tzedakah taxes upon its residents. and halacha lemaisa, the residents don't go out and pay their tax, you could seize collateral. Since there's the possibility to seize property in satisfaction of the tzedakah debt, therefore, again, the tzedakah is not collected with less than two people. Umischalekes b'shlosha. And when tzedakah is dispersed, or dispensed, I should say, it's never dispensed with less than a group of three. In other words, you have three people administering the distribution of tzedakah. And again, the Bartanur is lefishi gedinei mamonis, because again, the dispensing of tzedakah is almost like monetary law. And when it comes to monetary law, we know the halacha is monetary law cannot be adjudicated by a group less than three. Incredible. Always just fascinating to see just how the tzedakah infrastructure used to exist in the time of the Mishnah. Truly beautiful. I will say we'll stop over here for today. Emir Tzashem, tomorrow, Friday, is our last shir on Meseches Peah. Pretty amazing. Mishnah Yitzchess and Tess. Shkoyach, everyone, and a guten Erev Shabbos.